Million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In response to new Food and Drug Administration regulations coming out later this week, e-cigarette maker Juul announced a series of actions that they're taking to prevent young people from smoking the e-cigarettes. The company announced it will stop selling the flavored pods of mango, fruit, and cream and cucumber to more than 90,000 retail stores that carry them. Meredith Berkman is with an anti-vaping group. She wants a ban on flavors everywhere.
We just want them to ban the flavors because the evidence shows that flavors hook kids.
And as far as banning those four flavors, this store owner says,
mango is the top-selling flavor for Juul. That's going to probably bring down sales a bit.
Lottery officials in South Carolina say the winner of the $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot still has not stepped forward, even though the drawing was nearly 3 weeks ago. The winning ticket was sold in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and the winner has 180 days to step forward, so that means that winner has until April 21st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is out making the media rounds talking about her new book that came out not too long ago. Now, one of the things she said that was rather interesting is that she is encouraging Hillary Clinton to run for president once again. Now, the field is very crowded, and we've heard up to 32 people say they may be running for president in 2020. Robert Wolf was one of former President Obama's economic advisors. He joined Fox News and was asked if Hillary should really run for president.
I'm a big fan of Michelle, but I would respectfully disagree on that one. I would probably say Hillary Clinton should not run. I'd like to see, of that 36, probably the field go down by at least half, if not more. I know the Republicans had 16. That even seemed like a high number. And I think if you look at the 36, you'd say, sure, all of them, there's a 1 in 5 chance they run. If you said how many of them have a 50% chance of running, yeah, there's probably half a dozen right now.
As I look at that, the faces in the big wall there, you know, down at the bottom, you got Mark Cuban, you got Avenatti. I mean, these are not serious candidates at this point, are they?
I think it's highly unlikely that there will be a non-politician that is the front runner and the candidate for 2020. You know, the midterms, you know, Steve, as you and I were chatting, we see it a little differently, but I viewed it as about a 75% positive night for the Democrats for 2020, mm-hmm. about 25% for President Trump. He definitely is more formidable in Ohio and Florida. He kind of solidified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. It is 40 degrees outside. It's sunny. It's not raining. It's not snowing yet. So 40 degrees today. It's nice and fair outside. This afternoon, we're going to continue that mostly sunny with the 40 degrees going tonight with partly cloudy. Then tomorrow, get ready. Here it comes. Snow and sleet before 8 p.m. is what it's calling. Now, that's a little bit later in the day, so that's pretty good. At least it's not an overnight snow, right? That's going to continue through the day. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Then Friday, we're going to be doing rain, mainly before 2 p.m. with a high of 44. So hopefully, snow won't accumulate too badly, and we'll just get rid of it. Going into Friday night with a chance of rain again before 8 p.m. Saturday, the weekend, sunny with a high near 47. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 30. Sunny Sunday, 45 and sunny. That's your weather report. Stick around for Max Living. We'll be right back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. We are located at the amazing Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton. I see Ava's watching. Hi, Ava. This Max Challenge in Clinton is unlike anything else that you have ever seen or experienced before. I guarantee it. And if you're listening to this, you need to write down that number, 908-627-7020, and you need to reach out to us. And if you are in a position where you want to take control of your health and your fitness levels, your appearance, and I'm serious when I say you want to live a happier and healthier, more fulfilling life, this is the place to call. All right. We have been open since July. Hey, Kathy, thanks for watching. And we've been open since July. We are changing lives in Clinton. We are making an impact on people's lives in Clinton and the surrounding towns, Glen Gardner and Annandale, Highbridge, Clinton Township, all around Lebanon. This is the place that you need to call. And you can visit our Facebook page, visit our website. You will see. And right now, actually, we are gearing up. We are gearing up for our sprint, which is a 5-week challenge that's starting on December the 3rd. We are gearing up for that. The sprint is only $249 for 5 weeks, complete nutritional counseling, unlimited classes, unlimited. This is an opportunity for you to get in here and just take control, take control. And it's funny because one of the subject matter for today's show is going to be about overcoming these holiday obstacles. You know, when everybody eats and drinks and is being merry, but also packing on 10 pounds and taking away any gains that you may have had. Hey, Jenny, taking away any gains that you may have had, you know, so far. So do me a favor. Hey, Holly. Good to see you. If you're watching me on Facebook, I'm broadcasting here. Can you just give me a thumbs up or a heart? Let me know if you hear me okay on the Facebook broadcast, okay? I know that at the radio station, I'm broadcasting pretty well here. And just want to make sure that you guys are hearing me out there too, okay? That's important. And of course, as always, if you have any questions, Facebook, you're watching on live, if you have any questions, comments, and oh, good, you're hearing me. You have any questions, comments, or anything like that, type them in. I will do my best to address them. Hey, Kathy, you're rocking it too. I know you are. This is your time to ask questions, or you can make comments about the subject matter, and I will, relay those comments to the radio audience also. So, and just giving you a heads up, Facebook, what's going to happen here is that since I'm doing the radio part broadcast here, I'm going to have to talk to you while I'm doing commercials here. You won't have to listen to the commercials, but I'm going to have to talk to you and do radio stuff at the same time too. So, but you'll get the idea. You'll get the idea if you watch before. So anyway, yes. So, the Max Challenge of Clinton, we're starting our sprint December 3rd. You do not want to miss out. Only $249 for this 5-week program. It is amazing. I promise you it's amazing. So you just need to come out and get a hold of us, all right? So let's see. We have about 4 minutes before I get to my first commercial break, so I just want to talk to you a little bit about what the subject is. Oh, by the way, yes. And let's see. Today is the 14th. The Red Mill Museum. I'll hold this up because I love the Red Mill Museum. I love Paul and Amy over there. And I think Robbie's there too, and all of the volunteer staff there. I love promoting them, so I'm going to show you this. They are having their Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum on Saturday, November 24th. Hey, Kim. And Saturday, November 24th, from 12 to 5 p.m., okay, there's going to be a winter market. There's going to be the Festival of Trees, which I go to every year that I can. I love the Festival of Trees. The first one that I went to was amazing. You get to bid. I think they still do this. You get to bid on the trees that you love, and you can win them. It's only $10 to get in. The proceeds are benefiting the historic Red Mill Museum. Free for the museum members and children age 6 and under. But you should definitely check this out. And that's presented by Market Space Vendors. I had the opportunity to meet the nice lady who runs that a couple of months ago. And they got their game together. They got their game together. So the Winter Village at the Red Mill, Saturday, November 24th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, that's my free plug for the Red Mill Museum. We love the Red Mill. All of us at Team Clinton, we love the Red Mill so much, and all the staff there. So today we're going to be talking about overcoming these holiday obstacles, and talking about the way food plays into this thing. But the first thing that I want to talk to you about is really the mentality that goes behind this. And if you've known me for any time, if we've talked about it at all, or if you may have heard me say it here too. For instance, New Year's resolutions. I hate that. Hate it. Hate New Year's resolutions. You know why? Because it is one of those things that is socially acceptable to fail at. You can almost feel good about failing at your New Year's resolution. Well, here is another subject matter that, hey, Scott, way to kill it this morning in class, by the way, Scott. Good job, buddy. I'll tell you right now, it's one of those things is that I cannot lose weight over the holidays. How many times have you heard that? I can't lose weight over the holidays. That is another thing that is socially acceptable, and I hate it. I think it's bull. It's malarkey, and that's right. I'm getting harsh language on here now. It's malarkey, okay? And I mean it. It is possible to do that. I've talked to people who've done it. A couple of years ago, I did it just to prove a point to somebody that you can do it. It really is a matter of the mental desire, the emotional desire. You need to make that decision. I think I was talking about it yesterday in my power talk at the end of class, that you have these two D's. You make the decision, and then you have the determination to follow through on it. First is the decision, then the determination to follow through. So you do not have to gain weight over the holidays. Let me just say that out there right now. You don't. It's one of those things, maybe it's an American thing too. Maybe it's an American thing that you feel maybe even pressured, especially let's say you're at an office party. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you about my wonderful fiance, Susan. I love you, honey. If you're listening, I love you. Even if you're not, it's going to be like a trade thing I'm going to do. I'm just going to say that every week, but she worked at a place where they did not eat the healthiest, and I have a commercial break coming on. So Facebook, hold on a second. I'm going to do some work here, but I'm going to talk to you about this place in just a second. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We will be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31, 908-627-7020. Our five-week sprint is here. We're starting December 3rd. And listen, you put it off for the summer challenge, fine. All right, you didn't have the time. You wanted to go party. And then the fall challenge came around, and you were like, I don't know. The kids are going back to school. There is absolutely no excuse for you now. No excuses. You come here, you do the five-week sprint. It's only $249, for goodness sakes. I mean, come on. What are you missing out on? You're missing out on a lot. Unlimited classes, great community of people, family of people, taking control of your life and your health. Okay, I'm back here. So I was talking to our Facebook friends here about these office parties where people try to force food on you and tell you to live a little bit, you know. The word that I use, and I've said this before to many of you, is I call people like that levelers. What does this mean? Max Challenge members, the people who are around you at work, at school, even maybe some family members, they see the change in you already. They see you getting thinner. They see you getting stronger. They see your energy levels up. They see that your positive attitude is there. And you're all different. Hey, Christine, thanks for watching. So they see it already, even if they don't say it to you, even if they don't say anything to you, they see it. But then when something does come up and they do mention it, this is what happens. They try to bring you down a little bit, you know, by like, have this piece of cheesecake. Come on, just live a little bit. You know, why are they forcing cheesecake on you? Or why are they forcing crap on you if they see the amazing benefits that the Max Challenge lifestyle has given you? Why do that? Well, my theory is that there's a lot of people, and unfortunately, they might be the people who are even closest to us, friends and family who love us. And I'm not saying they don't love us. I'm just saying they're human beings. They might be closest to us. They say and do things to try to bring you down a little bit. Why? So, hey, Karen, is that 90-second plank, Karen, who just said, hey? I think so. So proud of you. So freaking proud of you. Yeah, I said it. So listen, levelers do that so that they don't have to work harder to get to your level. You see, you're succeeding. Your positive attitude is up here. Your energy levels are freaking through the sky. You know, it's just going through the roof right now. And you're dropping the weight and you're stronger and everything. So they feel better about themselves if they bring you down just a little bit. Okay? Again, I don't think it's malicious for the most part. I don't think the majority of people do that maliciously. They just do it out of bad habits. All right? So you don't have to gain weight over the holidays. It's socially acceptable to do it, okay? But before I move on and we talk about how to battle these obstacles during the holiday season, I have a serious question for you. And some of you who are members, you're going to have a really great answer to this question. People who are watching who maybe are not members, and this has nothing to do, if you just started this week, it's week one, you know, day three for you, then your time is coming. The magic is going to happen to you. I swear it. I guarantee it. I want you to look back to December 31st of 2017. I want you to think about, what did your scale tell you on December 31st of 2017, right before this year rang in? What were you wearing? What size clothing were you wearing? How was your energy level? Were you gasping for breath at the top of the stairs? Were you unable or unwilling to go to the park to play with your kids or your grandkids? All right? Because you just didn't have the energy. I want you to think about how you felt on December 31st, 2017. And here comes the big question. December 31st of 2018, it's only a few short weeks away. How crazy is that? It's only a few short weeks away. Are you going to feel better on December 31st, 2018? On December 31st of 2017, did you promise yourself, did you swear to yourself that this was your year to get in shape? This was your year to drop that weight, finally, after putting it off for so long? Was this your year to get more energy, to sleep better, to be able to play with your kids and grandkids in the park? Listen, everybody's walk in life is different. Maybe your child is getting married next year in 2019. And on December 31st of 2018, you're going to swear, you're going to ring in the new year differently. Listen, if you haven't succeeded at those goals so far, you're not alone. This is not a judgment thing. It's a comparison thing, because I'm telling you, right now, I mentioned it before, we have this sprint coming up, a 5-week sprint going into the holidays. And if you don't want to gain weight during the holidays, because you don't have to, I don't care what anybody says, and if you want to feel better and have more energy and drop a few pounds before December 31st of 2018, what I'm saying to you folks is, if you want to ring in 2019 healthier than you did 2018, then damn it, you need to call 908-627-7020. You need to reach out to me. You need to reach out to Team Clinton. Ron and Lauren, the amazing owners of Max Challenge of Clinton, are there. They're the driving force behind this. Okay. Our lead instructor, Megan's there. Our amazing instructor, Jillian, is there. Sarah's coming up through the ranks. And we got Scotty and Kim. They're coming up through the ranks too. Guys, you have an entire team of compassionate professionals who will make sure that they do their damnedest that you feel better on December 31st, 2018. I'm not kidding. And then 2019 will really be your year when you continue on with us. I'm not kidding. So you don't have to gain weight through the holidays. You can lose weight and feel better before the new year. I guarantee that that's it. So what we're really talking about today, though, my goodness, time flies so much, so much. Thanks for the hearts. I appreciate that. There's different ways that you can fight this. First of all, if you want to not gain the weight and you want to feel better, the very first thing I'm going to tell you is you need to call us and join the Max Challenge of Clinton. That's what we're there for. There's going to be other things that I'm going to give you too, little hints and things that you can do. Okay. Number one is, you can be a little more active with family and friends. Okay. It's a thing. The weather's getting colder, and God knows nobody is enjoying the fact that it's pitch black dark outside at 4:30 in the afternoon right now. So there's that happening too. So people seem to maybe psychologically get a little less motivated for these things, but nobody's going to force you to sit on the couch for hours watching sports or holiday movies and things like that. You can get more active. Inactivity during the holiday season probably contributes just as much to the problem of weight gain than the food alone. Okay? If you have the food issue and you're active, you are at least burning off the extra calories and fighting this off. You know, our classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton, Mondays and Wednesdays, we do cardio with body weight. Tuesdays is upper body. Thursdays are lower body. And Friday is Frustration Friday, and that's kickboxing. You will burn some calories in our classes. And that'll at least help you fight that off. Okay. But doing some type of physical activity during the holiday time, even with family and friends, can really give you some type of benefit towards controlling your weight. Even if it's something simple where you bundle up and you go for a walk, you know, hold hands with your gloves on, but it'll definitely give you some benefits, cardio benefits, going for a walk. While you're out there, though, you can talk to each other, and it'll also keep your mind off of food. You're not going to be thinking about food all the time, too, okay? You can also be more active during the holidays by signing up for different types of competitions. For instance, let's look ahead. Spring is a couple of months away. Maybe you want to run your first 5K in March, April. So if you register for that now and you start training towards it now, you're probably going to be less likely to really go overboard with things because you're going to have a date in mind to be able to do this. All right. Now, another thing, when you know that you are going into a social situation that is going to have a lot of food, tempting food, and you're seriously serious about not filling up on garbage, what I would suggest is that you drink a nice big glass of water about 20 minutes before you get there. Nice big 8-ounce, 10-ounce glass of water. Fill up your stomach a little bit with this water. That will help you to fight off that urge. You will get fuller faster. That's one of the easiest things right there. I'm going to give you something that's probably, probably a little more drastic in this sense too, is that in your car, ladies, in your purse, bring another toothbrush and a tube of toothpaste. And after you go in, I'm not kidding here. After you go into this social situation, this office party, whatever it's going to be, and you've had some things to eat and you know that this is about all you want to do, go sneak into the bathroom and brush your teeth. There is this social conditioning that after we brush our teeth, we really don't want to eat things. You know, so the best way to avoid the temptation of that damn chocolate cake that's sitting there staring at you or whatever it is, go brush your teeth. It's just one of those things. Whenever we brush our teeth, we typically aren't eating right afterwards. But anyway, you know, when you're talking about decisions, though, one of the things that you can do also is be a little bit smarter with your snacking. By the way, when you're watching on Facebook here, I had mentioned before, if you have questions or comments, to put them down there. Do you have a trick? Do you have a trick during the holiday time that helps you to ease up on your holiday snacking and eating and such? Please type it into the comments and see if I can share it on air. Okay. You know, it's just got to be family friendly, folks, just saying. All right. But one of the things that you can do too is you can be a little bit smarter during the snacking. There's going to be tons of unhealthy snacks around. And they're easy access too. You go out shopping and people are putting out, you know, holiday candy, Christmas candy and such like that. It's going to be very easy for you to start just grabbing that one piece of chocolate here and there. And the next thing you know, while you're out shopping, the one piece of chocolate turns into two pieces of chocolate, and then it turns into 20 pieces of chocolate by the time the end of the day comes around, whatever that is. At least at home, you, number one, especially if you're in charge of food shopping, you don't have to buy the garbage. It's tempting. God knows it's what was it, the day after Easter, they had Christmas candy out? Was that it? I think it was day after Easter. Maybe it was the day after Halloween. I don't remember, but it's out there. It's been out there for a while. So at least at home, you don't have to buy it. And if somebody else is doing the shopping, it's there. At least put it out of sight or ask them, the other people in your family, to put it out of sight. Okay? You don't need to have it right there in front of you. And you don't need to have it easily accessible too. But if you're hungry and you need a snack, snack on real foods, you know, some nuts, some fruits, some veggies. things that don't contain processed sugars or really unhealthy fats, things like that too. Okay. The other thing here too is, and this is a neat little trick I think too, is the portion control. You're at a party, wherever it is, look for the small plates. Look for those small appetizer plates. Now, they might have the big dinner plates there, but you don't necessarily need to use those, do you? Be honest, right? You don't necessarily need to use them. So when you're at these parties, you can get the smaller appetizer plates and use those for your food. Now, the catch is if you're using a smaller plate, don't stack it this high with food, all right? Whereas if you had a bigger plate, it would be a little bit lower on the height side. You're using a small plate, still be reasonable with what you're doing. You don't want to, you know, if you've gone to a number of weddings, you get to be a professional at stacking food on those tiny plates that they put out at the reception places. What I'm saying basically is just be very mindful of your portion sizes. Choose more proteins if possible. A lot of places might have, let's say, shrimp cocktail. Okay. Definitely the lesser of evils between, you know, fried chicken wings. You know, just saying, I'm vegetarian, so I don't even get that far. All right. But what I'm saying is that just watch your portion sizes and be mindful about what you're eating. Be mindful about it. Have the goal in sight here. Take your time. Another little trick too, and I think this is very common, is, you know, you have the fork in your hand, put it down every now and then. Put the fork down and chew your food and talk to people. You're going to find yourself getting fuller faster. Okay. You're not going to be just, you know, who said it to me? I have a new friend, Holly. She said something about having a trough in front of you. I think it was a trough. Yeah. Anyway, so about having that in front of you there. So if you put your fork down every now and then and talk to people and socialize and drink some water, it's not going to be so bad that way too. These are all just little hints. And again, if you're watching, maybe you just signed on and you're watching me on Facebook. If you have a holiday hint about controlling your eating, about watching how you do it, please type it in down there. Share the hint with everybody. I'd love it. Okay. Getting plenty of sleep. That's another way to do it. Typically, statistics show that people who get more sleep are healthier and tend to eat a little bit better too. Now, let's talk about one of the biggies here. This is a biggie. It's stress. Holiday stress. It's going to happen. It happens to most of us, if not all of us. Keeping up with the demands of family, with work. Some people work in retail. They work in retail, and they're going to have a very stressful job, especially after Black Friday happens. You know, you need to learn to try to manage this holiday stress. Those people who are stressed out usually have much higher levels of cortisol. And we've talked about this before. That's a hormone that gets released by your body in response to stress. And when you have chronically high levels of cortisol, that can definitely help. That will definitely cause more weight gain. And also, it'll be tougher for your body to release body fat if you're, let's say, a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton. Excuse me. So that's something to be careful of too. A stressful lifestyle, typically people will go towards the easier processed foods too, or junk foods. For these types of reasons, it's going to be important that you be very mindful of what your stress levels are, not just during the holidays, but during the entire year, because cortisol doesn't just get released, you know, from November to January. That's not what happens. You're going to want to be extremely mindful of what your stress levels are like, because it can lend to you eating just unhealthier foods. There are some things that you can do during the holidays to help reduce stress. Obviously, exercise, you know, taking one of our classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton. You can take deep cleansing breaths to try to calm you down. What do I say during class? In through the nose, out through the mouth. Excuse me. You can try, you know, meditation, mindfulness meditation to help reduce your stress levels too. Okay. Sorry, folks. It's kind of dry in here right now. One of the things I mentioned before is when you're looking at your portions on your plate is to keep a good amount of protein on there, but you can also focus on filling up more with fiber, good fiber, you know, the salad filled with detoxifying vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, nice fibrous, dense vegetables help you to fill up faster. So, again, a good hint. If you are at a social gathering, office or such, and they have the option of having a salad there, think about getting the salad first. By the way, nothing stopping you from bringing your own dressing. You don't have to slather it with ranch. You know, you don't. Or blue cheese. You don't have to. You can bring your own dressing if you want, if you know ahead of time. We have recipes available for members that are going to be compliant recipes. But fill up on the salad first, and then you can be tempted by the other things too. But listen to your body for when you're full. I think it's a habit for a lot of people. I would say, including me, that as we were raised, some of us for when we were children, for many other people later in life, that we don't listen to when our bodies are full, meaning you'll feel full, but you're going to continue to eat anyway. So really to learn to be mindful of that feeling and putting the plate down is a really big lesson. And that's something that can definitely help you during the holidays too. So then there is this thing which, if I say it, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the liquid calories. It's the liquid calories that are going to be there. Alcohol flows pretty freely during the holidays. Of course, there's soda. Please, please, please stop drinking soda. Please, if you're not already, soda is just a can full of chemicals. You don't need that. But aside from the alcohol and the sodas, there's going to be a lot of other sweetened beverages. I can tell you right now, one of my things that I battle every year is eggnog. Eggnog. It's, I think, one cup of eggnog is about 19,000 calories, you know, and that's what I do. To be honest with you, I will always remember before I sip the eggnog is I'll look at the nutrition label and I'll remind myself what's in this, how many calories. So, I think for me to stay within my caloric range that day, I'll get a tablespoon and I'll pour a tablespoon. No, I'm joking. I don't do that. What I'm saying is that there's liquid calories out there. So here's an option for you, by the way. It's what I would call skinny sipping. Skinny sipping. What do I mean? Well, first of all, as I said before, drink a big glass of water. Big glass of water before you do anything else. Get that water in there to help fill you up. Keep drinking water during the course of whatever holiday event you're at, all right, family or work-wise. But if you have a choice, and you're going to indulge in a beverage, an adult beverage, there's roots of lesser evil here. There are. So, for instance, a good bottle of craft beer can actually be, hey, Erica, thanks for watching. A good bottle of craft beer will probably be between, 220 to 350 calories per bottle, whereas you can get a 5-ounce glass of wine and sip that, and it's probably only going to be about 200 calories. You see what I mean? So there's ways around this a little bit that you have to watch for. And really what you want to watch out for is these empty calories, you know, things that are adding a lot of sugar. You know, there's a lot of mixed drinks out there and holiday mixed drinks out there.
And the other thing too, and listen, you need to be careful with this, is that while you're drinking the alcohol, it's likely to increase your appetite at the same time too. So that increases the risk factor that you're just going to indulge, and that's going to contribute to any weight gain. So it's just something to take into account while you're doing this. It's really good to just limit those liquid calories during the holidays. And listen, we're learning, right? We're learning new things. When you enrolled at the Max Challenge of Clinton, I said this the other day, and I'm just going to touch on it. You know, our sprint is coming up December 3rd, our 5-week sprint challenge. If you're not in on it, you should be. What I'm going to say is something I mentioned to the classes, to Wolfpack and the Incredibles, hoorah! But the 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. class, that there is the word incision. And if you're watching and you heard it, you're going to know what I'm talking about. There's this word incision. And when you think of the word incision, you're thinking of cutting into things. But the word decision, if you ponder that for just a second, decision means cutting out of things. So now you have made the decision to cut out unhealthy things. You have made the decision to focus on you, on your body, the one and only body you have. You don't have a spare hanging in the closet for when this one goes south, right? So you've made this decision, and now to keep moving forward with this decision, you need to take massive what? Action. If you've been listening to me at all, you need to take that massive action. That decision needs to come with the action. That action could be something simple, like walking away from the dessert table at a holiday function. You understand what I'm saying? And if you're not a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton yet, and you enroll for this 5-week sprint for only $249, I'll tell you right now, we're going to teach you a nutrition plan. We're not going to sell you potions and pills. We're going to teach you about the right foods. And that kind of determination to join, we will back you up with a crap load of motivation and support that'll get you through the holidays. And like I said earlier, you can lose weight over the holidays. I promise you. The other thing too, boy, time is flying. Whew. The other thing too is that maybe you're the person who is cooking. Maybe you're the cook. You're doing the cooking or the baking. You're doing the baking. There are ways for you to amend these recipes that will help reduce the damage, you know, during holiday time too. The excessive calories that goes into a lot of baked products and products that we cook. Let's just say it just doesn't have to be that way. There's a lot of different ways around this. I mean, first of all, you could Google any one of these. You could Google any one of these. Let's see if that works. Okay, good. I have no idea why that's ringing. Sorry, guys and gals. But what I was saying was, for instance, you can Google these things. For instance, you can, in a lot of recipes, you can replace butter with applesauce or with mashed bananas or with a pumpkin puree. See what I mean? Is you don't have to use a stick of butter. So there's a way to figure that out if you're doing the baking on this. Now, I am not by any means saying that what you're baking is going to be Max compliant. I don't want anybody showing up tomorrow morning going, well, Mark said I could bake this and it's got to be Max compliant if Mark said it. No, that's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is that if you definitely have to bake, you definitely have to cook, you volunteered to bring something in for the office, you don't have to be like everybody else. You can stand out from the crowd by bringing healthier options. So look for those substitutions, you know, applesauce, mashed bananas instead of butter. Instead of using sugar, straight white processed sugars, you can use a low-calorie substitute such as stevia. That's right. There is ways for you to actually bake with stevia. You can do that. You know what? Facebook people, hold on 1 minute here. I actually am running just a little bit late on a hard break for the for our radio program here, too. I got to do some commercials and help to pay the bills a little bit. You are listening to Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. You should write that down, and you should call us as soon as possible. We will help you change your life. I promise. Don't move. We will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, right at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza, 908-627-7020. My name is Mark LaRose. I am your host today. We are winding down the show today. Got a couple minutes left. We're talking about ways to overcome these obstacles, these challenges during the holidays. Again, there are so many different ways for us to cook healthier, bake healthier. And just to recap too, I think I'm just going to come full circle. You know, we have this wonderful opportunity coming up on December 3rd for the sprint, the 5-week sprint. I think I even saw one of the marketing pieces that said it's an introductory sprint, whatever it is. You know what the sprint is? It's an opportunity to take control of your life during the holidays, to weigh in longer than to weigh in longer, to weigh in lighter on December 31st than you did December 31st of 2017. Every single one of us have probably made New Year's resolutions that we broke. I'll tell you what, I don't care. if you made the resolution on January 1st or January 2nd of 2018. That's right. I'm going back 10, 11 months now. I don't care if you made the resolution and you missed it. You know something? This year is not over yet. This sprint, the Max Challenge of Clinton, our program is your best shot. I said it. It's your best shot to take control of that resolution, and you can still ring in 2019 successful. You can. I promise you, you can. And you know something? When you win, when you're successful at those small things, because every day, every single day, you just take it a day at a time. And Team Clinton, we're all there for you. We're all there for you. We take this very, very, very seriously. You can feel better ringing in 2019 than you did last year ringing in 2018. I promise you, and I guarantee you. And you know what I guarantee too? When you come to class, you will have fun. You're going to have fun. I'm not kidding. People leave the Max Challenge of Clinton with a smile on their face. Oh, yeah, they're sweaty. They're sweaty. Yep. They need to go take a shower. But they leave with a smile on their face, and they have fun. We all have fun doing this. What I'm begging you to do is take control. Again, look back 10 months ago, 11 months ago. How did you feel on New Year's Eve 2017? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel on of December 31st, 2018? How do you want to feel then too? Okay. The phone number is 908-627-7020. You can go to our Facebook page if you're not on it right now, if you're listening on the radio. If you're watching me on Facebook, you're watching on our Facebook page now. What I'm going to ask you to do is when I log off here, I want you to scroll down. I want you to take a look at the offers there, and I want you to freaking sign up. Stop waiting around, okay? Remember, here's what's going to happen. There's three questions you're going to ask yourself, okay? What happens if I do nothing? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? And what's the best thing that's going to happen? All right? If you don't join this sprint on December 3rd, okay, you don't join it. Here's what happens. Nothing changes. If you do nothing, if you don't join it, nothing changes. You're still going to be low energy. You're still going to be out of breath at the top of the stairs. And you're still going to ring in 2019 not feeling great. All right? The worst thing that's going to happen if you join this sprint, or when you join the sprint, the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm full of crap, okay? I'm full of crap. That's really the worst thing that's going to happen there is I'm wrong. But guess what? You're still going to feel great. But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why this is, because I know I'm not wrong. You think I'm going to go on the air and say things like this if I think I'm wrong? I'm not. And we have an entire team of people at Clinton that are going to prove it to you. All right. If you show up consistently, you walk in our doors consistently, and if you follow the program that we give you, I promise you, I guarantee you, you will feel better and have results. The best thing that's going to happen when you join this sprint at the Max Challenge of Clinton is you're going to gain your life back. It may not take 5 weeks. It might take just a wee bit longer, but we can, with your help, get you in the absolute best shape of your life. I promise you. Stop putting it off. You don't need a new year to make a change. You don't. You know what you need? A sunrise. That's right. 24 brand new hours every sunrise. That's all you need. I don't care if it's a Monday or if it's a Thursday. Okay, maybe you're listening right now and you need to do something about it right now. Call us, 908-627-7020. Scroll down, find the link, register. I don't care what it is. You don't even have to wait for the sunrise. Take charge now, okay? All right, I have a couple of minutes left. Let me just wind it down here. First of all, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please, on Facebook, feel free to share this link onto your timeline. Share it with your family and friends. If any of you have any questions, anything that we can help with, Team Clinton is here for you. Your success at this means so much to us. For the members who have been with us for a while now, we all, not just me, we all just absolutely love seeing the transformation that you are going through and have gone through and continue to go through. I love hearing the reports of people who are, my goodness, who are below 200 pounds for the first time in years. Some people in their lives, in their adult lives. That's the transformational power of the Max Challenge of Clinton. All right. So listen up. Facebook, I'm going to log off here. I got a couple of things I got to do here for the radio station before I log off on the radio. Facebook, I appreciate you watching. Okay. Members, Max Challenge of Clinton members, I will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. I'm going to log off like this. And you know how we do it, right? We take it to the max. Boom. And for my radio audience, listen, sincerely, you need to reach out to us if there's anything that we can do to help you. I really, really, really appreciate you listening today. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. Listen, if you find some benefit from this, if you have any questions, reach out to me, reach out to us. We are here to help you, okay? I'm going to be back next week, and I'm going to have a special guest next week, too. We're going to have a representative from Toys for Tots with us, too, okay? So thank you again for joining me. This has been Mark LaRose for the Max Living broadcast from the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Once again, 908-627-7020. Give us a call. Have an amazing, amazing day. Remember, you don't have to gain weight over the holidays, folks. You don't have to. All right. You guys do a great day. I'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The votes in Florida's too-close-to-call gubernatorial and Senate race are still being counted. Now, Palm Beach County does have until the 20th of November to continue counting and finish up their vote tally. Meanwhile, the rest of the state will have to have all their ballots in by 3 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and said he believes laws have been broken.
Here's what I believe. I believe the law hasn't been followed from the beginning. You know, those early votes, the last time they were cast was the Sunday before the election. By law, those are supposed to be downloaded and sent to the state by 7:30 p.m. on the night of the election.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. Mattis was asked en route to Texas if the troops would be handling law enforcement.
Law enforcement is left in the hands of the Customs and Border Police, who have the statutory authority to carry that out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Israel's defense minister has abruptly resigned, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigning in protest of the ceasefire reached with Gaza militants, a move that has shocked the Israeli political scene and seems likely to bring about early elections. Lieberman had demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014, but apparently he was overruled by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the resignation delivering a major blow to Netanyahu's coalition government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida Governor Rick Scott will step down from the state panel responsible for certifying the results of the state's elections. Scott is locked into that tight Senate race against Senator Bill Nelson that is part of that Florida recount. Scott did take part in a welcoming ceremony for all the new members of the Senate today on the GOP side of the aisle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Democrats taking